What do you get when planting into dry soils combined with a light rain shower? Stick around to find out.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Most non-irrigated cropland soils in the area are dry, really dry. Pastures are exhausted, hay is scarce, and corn and bean fields have been cut for hay or silage. More feed is needed, so planting a fall forage into these crop fields looks attractive. Should you plant? Not so fast. Most cropland soils are dry well below the permanent wilting point. This means that the soil will not release moisture to germinating seeds or plant roots until quite a bit of rain is received. Think about your soil like a sponge. If you lift a wet sponge into the air, gravity causes water to drip from the sponge, much like roots absorb moisture from the soil. Eventually, the sponge stops dripping, but it still has some water in it. Gravity can't pull this last bit of water out of the sponge, nor can plants pull the last bit of water out of the soil. But the remaining water can evaporate. After it does, you can add some water to the sponge and it still won't drip. Or it can rain and plants still will not be able to pull any of that moisture from the soil. Only after enough rain has been received will new seeds and plants get any moisture from the soil. So, for fall forage crops, wait to plant until at least 2 inches of rain are received within a 1 week period, or until you have enough precipitation to moisten the soil down at least 8 inches. Planting any earlier, like into dry soil, could result in seeds germinating and then dying from lack of additional rain. Remember, this will only help establish the stand. It will take another 4 or more inches of rain to produce each additional ton of dry matter growth. But nothing will grow if you first don't get a stand.
And that's our Forage Focus. Comments with Dr. Bruce Anderson, back with the hay prices after this.